Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. This morning, a friend and I spent about an hour and a half replacing the old light bulbs in the church with new energy-efficient LED bulbs. We're hoping to be good stewards of God's creation, of our church's finances, as well as considerably brightening up the sanctuary. It took us about 30 minutes to replace 39 of the 40 bulbs, but an hour to try and replace the last remaining bulb. A project we knew that would take a lot of time because there was one bulb in the church fittings which had never worked, so it was our special task to get it going. Unfortunately, we decided to call it a day after trying numerous ways to get that light to shine. But we had to admit defeat. We are planning to meet again in a couple of weeks' time with more equipment, cable, sockets, and optimism. This last light fitting will not get the best of us. As we were working on this fitting, my friend commented to me that our endeavor reminded him of the gospel reading, which was read yesterday, about how there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who need no repentance. He commented that when the light finally shines, we will rejoice in it more than the other 39 combined. Now the tax collectors and sinners were drawing near to hear him, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." Jesus is in trouble because the bright sparks among the Jewish people, the scribes and the Pharisees, did not like the fact that he was welcoming sinners. These folks, who were unclean, morally defective, and not regular attenders at worship, were felt to be unworthy of God's love. But hear what Jesus has to say to the scribes and the Pharisees. So Jesus told them this parable. "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." First, Jesus takes a backhanded swipe at the pious Pharisees. He asks them what they would do if they were a shepherd and one of their sheep was lost. Well, Pharisees would never be shepherds. The vocation of shepherd was considered to be unclean and placed one in a perpetual state of impurity. No self-respecting Pharisee would ever be caught dead as a shepherd. And what about the scene that was described? I was reading this passage to a shut-in last week, and her response was, "Why would the shepherd leave the 99 alone in the open wilderness and go after the one that was lost? That just doesn't make sense." I told her that I thought she was really getting at the heart of the matter, because God's actions of extravagant mercy do not always make sense to us. What also does not make sense is the shepherd's response when he finds the lost sheep. He rejoices, picks up the beast, puts it on his shoulders, and brings it back home. While I might have rejoiced at having found the lost critter, I know I would not have been happy about having to carry the stubborn beast over the Palestinian hills back to the village. That would have been hard work and a great burden. But the shepherd here rejoices in his burden of restoration. Then there is the party. Jesus loved a good party. Heaven rejoices more over the one sinner, that lost sheep, who repents, than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Did you catch that? The righteous people think they have no need of repentance. I feel that Jesus is employing some stinging irony here to warn the Pharisees that if they think they do not need to repent, then they are still out in the wilderness, defenseless, lost, and rejecting the love and guidance of the Good Shepherd. Everyone, no matter who they are, needs to repent and to receive God's mercy and forgiveness. But repentance, as illustrated by this parable, is nothing more than a lost sheep being found by the Good Shepherd. Being found is equated with repentance. And this being found leads to joy in the entire community, because grace has sought and found that which was lost. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the Good Shepherd, without whom nothing is secure. Rescue and preserve us, that we may not be lost forever, but follow you, rejoicing in the way that leads to eternal life. For you live and you reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.